I grabbed my bag and followed him to the car. As I opened the back door, he spat, "Up here!" delivering two more to the ribs. He threw everything in the back seat as usual, then opened the passenger side door. I closed the back door and got up front. As we rode through the city, neither of us said a thing. Coach didn't look over at me or nothing. He just bit down on his bottom lip, and occasionally he would shake his head like he was picturing the picture of me in that store over and over again. I thought about trying to explain myself, but what was I going to say? I didn't steal them, because I did. So I just sat there, my legs becoming wooden with fear. When we pulled up in front of my place, Coach cut the car off and opened his door. "Where you going?" I asked, because he never got out the car except for the time he had to ask my mom if I could go on the newbie dinner. But that had been weeks ago. The routine was he pulled up out front, dropped me off, waited for me to get inside, then pulled off. But he never, ever got out the car. "What you think I'm doing, ghost? I'm going to tell your mother what you did."
"Oh, no."
I fumbled at the handle trying to get the door open and scrambled out of the car.
"Coach, no, please,"
I begged. I ran around and got in front of him, holding my hands up as if I was trying to use some kind of magic force to push him back.
Oh, man.
I'm sounding like Sonny. But, hey, please, 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 I pleaded. But Coach pushed past me. He was storming toward my house, and there was nothing I could do to stop him. I grabbed his shirt. "Coach!" He spun around. A tattoo I had never noticed before peeked from the now stretched out neckline. "Ghost," he said, his eyes closed. "I'm only going to tell you this one time. Let me go." His voice was flat, hard, scary. I let his shirt go and put my hands together. "Please, Coach, you can't tell my mother."